We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It is 9:27. It's Shane and Bruce. And Jad's back at Sports Daily here on a Wednesday. Mike Seltzer Jewelers holiday sales going on right now, and Mike wants to make your Christmas extra special this year. Stop in there, 2929 North Rock Road. Register for the $500 diamond jewelry prize. $500 diamond jewelry prize. Why wouldn't you go in there and register for that? 2929 North Rock Road. The winner will be announced December 22nd. So head on in to Mike Seltzer Jewelers.
Well, it's one of the great traditions of jewelry and holiday sales in Wichita. Mike Seltzer's been around for a long time.
Yes, he has. All right. One guy that hasn't been around for a long time as a head coach, anyway, is Isaac Brown. He's 0-0 as the interim head coach, but the debut part two, I guess, is tonight. We tried it in South Dakota. It didn't take. And now ORU comes to town with a record of 1-1. They actually played Mizzou, who Wichita State's going to play next. Yeah, lost pretty bad. And then beat Roger State pretty bad by almost identical scores. So, and then there's the issue with Wichita State having 8 healthy bodies that we talked about again. And I think that's the elephant in the room here besides
– Yeah.
Besides the interim head coach, besides the no fans thing, besides the how it's going to look and feel different in Coke Arena, the fact that Wichita State only has 8 healthy bodies, and by my counts, one of them's a walk-on, could be an issue tonight. And that's something to monitor maybe more than anything, don't you think?
I think it is. They need to win. And I'm not trying to be silly about it. There's a good amount of support and good feeling right now, as there should be for Isaac Brown, and that the rubber in the road hit tonight and we start thinking about things differently, don't we, tonight. This is a game that, granted, with no fans, there'll be a lot of Shocker fans' eyes on, and this is a game the Shockers need to win to get things going in a nice fashion this season. I'm not trying to be silly about it. I'm not trying to put too much pressure or anything like that on, but this is not a particularly good basketball team you're playing. And this needs to be a good confidence maker, not only for the 8 guys that are playing and the coach that's coaching and the staff that's coaching all together in for the first time, but it needs to be, I think, a good outing for the fan base as well. I think the fan base has got to have some confidence moving forward. I don't know where that confidence is right now, Shane. I mean, is there a wait and see? How are things now that Greg's gone? Is it going to be much different at all? I don't know. I think a win would help a lot. To kind of allay any fears or concerns that people might have. And it would only be a win against Oral Roberts' team, although that's picked fairly high in the
second.
Summit, which is a
pick to finish second.
Which is a credible league. I mean, you know, it's a credible league they can play, but I think you're looking for some feel good tonight.
Well, you talked about confidence and where the level is and where does it come from. The five guys that are reported to be out tonight due to either testing positive for COVID or tracing because they're around them, all of them are newcomers. Mm-hmm. So none of them are the veteran returners. And I guess that's where maybe we need to start. Because guys that are, as of right now, available to play, Trey Wade, Tyson Etienne, and Dexter Dennis. That's a good place to start. That's a good
little
trio.
That is a good place to start. You're right.
And
absolutely.
You also have, don't forget about Alterique Gilbert, who is the transfer from UConn that's played a zillion games for the Huskies, and he's probably going to be running the point. So if you only have eight guys and you have five guys that won't clear protocol, maybe even until after the Mizzou game, if you believe what you read, then I guess that's, like I said, that's probably where you need to start. In addition to two of the guys manning the post are the two guys that have some experience, Morris Udeze and Isaiah Poor-Bear Chandler.
Right.
Those guys are going to be, knock on wood, available tonight. Now, they're going to have their hands full because ORU's got the newcomer of the year from a couple of years ago, the freshman of the year, the everything, and first team all-summit, Kevin O'Banner. He's 6'8", about 250. And so he's going to be a load. And that'll be it'll be up to Udeze and Poor-Bear and whoever else they got to maybe double down on him to try to keep him down. They've got really two guys that have carried the load so far this year and even last year. O'Banner and their guard, Max Asmus, who they both are averaging 17.5 a game. And I know that it's weird because they got blown out one game and blew out somebody the other game. So, your averages probably aren't where they're going to be, you know, somewhere down the road. But that's where their bread is buttered with those two guys. And they both played against WSU last year. O'Banner had a decent game. Asmus
did not. In a competitive game, right?
It was a 8 or 9 point game, yes.
Yeah,
yes, it was
right.
Close.
It was a competitive basketball game.
Part of the reason why it was, though, all due respect, was Emmanuel Nezikwesi didn't play. And he was their best player the last 2 years. And he missed that game. O'Banner did play, had 13-7 against the Shockers. Max Asmus missed every one of his shots. He was 0-for-8 from the floor and had 1 point. And he is a second-team preseason all-summit player. So he's not just some other dude. They only had, by my count, a couple other guys that even played last year. And conversely, right. Wichita State didn't have all that many people that played against ORU last year. Coming back. But one of the guys, Trey Wade, went for 14-6, and Tyson Etienne had 12 points against ORU last year. So that's some of the participants to look for and listen for tonight. The other thing in play here is really sad to me, and it's because of COVID, and it has to do with county mandates.
Yeah,
and that is WSU's, Charles Koch Arena's streak of 244 consecutive regular season games with at least 10,000 people in the stands.
Will end.
That will come crashing down tonight. Yeah. WSU will play without fans at home until at least December 31st due to that county health mandate. Attendance will be capped at 100. Including me and Bob and Mike and Dave and the players and the officials.
Sure.
That's it. So that's a record that will, I suppose you can asterisk it, but it'll go by the wayside tonight. 244 in a row with at least 10 grand.
Yeah. Yep, that's an unfortunate milestone to be able to lose through no fault of their own.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be very interested to talk with you about the atmosphere tomorrow, and because what do we always say on the road? there was a lot of places when Wichita State used to go and play on the road that you had to create your own energy.
True.
Well, you're going to have two teams tonight having to create really their own energy. And that's a challenge for basketball teams sometimes. Make no mistake about it. So I'll be really interested to see how that manifests itself. I mean, Wichita State, yes, they're playing at home, but what does that really mean in this situation? Well, it means that they didn't drive 3 hours, right?
Right.
To get to a place to go play.
Hmm. Speaking of AAU, all these players are kind of used to that because this will be like an AAU atmosphere besides the parents being there. You know, some of those games nobody goes to. But it's certainly not what anybody signed up for when they went to college. But that's what we're dealing with in a pandemic. The record low, by the way, attendance at the Roundhouse. And again, these are – I'm just throwing numbers out at you, and it just tells you how many people piled into Charles Koch year after year. The record low attendance is 2,477, and that was 60 years ago.
Wow.
WSU, wow. North Texas, 2,477 on February 1st in 1960. And the record low since the arena's renovation, which would be 16, 17 years ago, came in the CBI in 2009 against Buffalo.
Oh, my God.
66-47 for that game. And
I barely remember that game.
Wow. I barely do, too. I think I was on the road with baseball, covering for Mike, because they had a CBI game, I think. That was 2009. God, that was a long time ago.
Yes, it was.
No. Yeah, 2009. What I was going to ask you, if you had to guess, and we'll never know, because this will come and go and we can never recreate this. If you had to guess and tickets were available and we were fine with the attendance and we could jam the place, would there be 10506 to watch ORU and to watch Isaac Brown?
Yes.
Think
yes.
So?
Or very close to it. Yes, I think so. I think it would be Well, I don't know. I mean, are we still in the middle of a pandemic?
No.
Pandemic away. Yeah.
The only thing that's changed is a pandemic. Greg Marshall still resigned because of the investigation. Isaac Brown took over as the interim, and this is our home opener against ORU.
It'd have been pretty close, I'll bet you, simply because, A, it's Wichita State basketball. B, I think that there would be a feeling of wanting to support Isaac Brown in a difficult situation. Not necessarily difficult. That's the wrong word. But a different, unique kind of situation. I think that there would be some – I would think there would be some of that. Not to mention just the overall curiosity. So you'd have had three things really working for that, and the fact that 244 consecutive games have had fans over 10,000. So there you go, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And by the way, also a couple more news notes before we get to the Cindy O Twitter question. With those three games canceled from South Dakota, the Shockers would have been guaranteed. Now we're looking at 24 games, best case scenario. Last time they played this few games was 70 years ago. The 1949-50 team played 24. Wichita State's got 24 on the deck right now if they don't lose any. If they don't lose any to COVID, I mean, not lose any. What else? 15-game non-conference home winning streak. That's on the line tonight. Seventh longest in school history for WSU.
Yeah.
And they're 57-1 in non-conference games at Charles Koch Arena dating back to 2011. And again, that game last year was double figures-ish, but in doubt most of the game, 68-59.
Played Omaha last year, right?
The opener was Omaha, and they beat Omaha by 12 last year.
And then the year before was the year they lost to Louisiana Tech,
Tech, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I saw Omaha last night for a while. was it last night or the night before against Creighton? Creighton just ripped them from stem to stern. Creighton's got a nice
Creighton's
team,
good.
By
no,
the way.
No, Creighton's good.
Creighton's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really, really good. And Greg McDermott's got himself a ball squad, that's for sure. So.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So your Twitter question.
I've gotten confirmation that Haney's okay for 10 o'clock. He was in Indianapolis until late last night, so we're good there. Cindy, your Twitter questions next. Jim Ryan coming up at 10:20, and OTD at 10:45. So off we go. Sports Daily on a Wednesday. Shane and Bruce, Jad's back in, and it is 9:42 on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.